Good morning and welcome back to The Conversation. This is Catherine Cruz. Today is April 12th. Here in Hawaii, hundreds of people are in need of donated organs. Some die waiting for a vital organ, but there's also a great need for cornea or bone transplants to help lead healthier lives, according to the Legacy of Life. Honolulu resident Carol Evans lost her son Brian in 2014. He was 31 years old when he fell from a high-rise in Waikiki. A section of railing he and his friends were leaning on gave way. Evans shared that at first she said no to the idea of donating her son's organs, but she changed her mind, and she's glad she did.
We were at Queens Trauma Center, and they had asked us if we wanted to speak to a chaplain or someone from Legacy of Life, and of course I said no, because it just seems like that's the only thing you have control of at the time, right? Your ability to say, no, leave me alone, get away from me. And so I said no. But no really didn't mean no. You know, once I had a chance to reflect and settle down and think about what my son would want, he was quite young, so he had not completed a donor card. And so I thought about it, and then at that point I said, there's no way we cannot donate.
And so what was that process like for you?
Well, they came in, you know, we had a family meeting with the trauma center doctors, and the Legacy of Life staff came in. We were introduced to their chaplain, Susie Gaffney, and then there was paperwork to fill out. There was explanations. You know, you go through a lot of big questions when it comes to the time, you know, you have religious questions, all sorts of questions. So they were there basically just to take the journey with us and guide us, but they allowed us just to make the decisions. There was no forcing or anything of that nature. They were just there basically just to be on the journey with us, and they're still on that journey after 4 years. It's pretty amazing how they're there. They have, you know, functions for the families to bring the families together who share that same type of loss, who understand. At first I thought, oh, I'm not like all these folks, but I learned I was just like them, and I learned how to appreciate, you know, the support that the Legacy of Life gives the donor families.
And share with our listeners what it meant to you knowing that other people were helped.
Well, actually, that was one of the greatest comforts, to know that because, you know, he lived, and even because he died, that others could live and thrive, and that they could be recipients of this priceless gift. You hate to think of your loved one as living in vain, and just the fact that at least three of his organs were shared, one with a 76-year-old widow, one with a 27-year-old single mother, and another one with a U.S. vet. And that in and of itself was very touching.
And so really then you were comforted by
Absolutely.
That.
Great comfort. Great comfort. Knowing that someone else lived in, just knowing our son, he would also, you know, he was a very unselfish young man, and he would have also been very happy.
Carol Evans said she is still connected to Legacy of Life, which helped her through that grieving process. She plans to be at a remembrance ceremony this Saturday, which brings together donor families and recipients. Felicia Wells-Williams has been with Legacy of Life for almost 24 years. She sat down with us to talk about what the group does to support families during their time of need.
We are just overwhelmed often by what families share with us and their willingness to give hope to others through the gift of donation. Sometimes they are honoring the wishes of their loved one. They've known those wishes. And many times they're making decisions on behalf of their loved one.
And you folks hope to be able to reach people so they check that box on their driver's license.
Absolutely. You know, I think that is really one of the big messages from us in our public education efforts and our community outreach is to encourage people to make that lifetime decision, make a decision and check the box. But what I really hope that people walk away with is more than just the action of checking the box, really understanding the why. And the reason why you should consider checking the box is because when you do so, when you make a decision to be a donor and save someone else life, you're really giving the precious gift of time. And I think all of us who've experienced the death of a loved one would think, if I just had a few more minutes, what if I had a little more time that I could be with someone who touched me and inspired me and was such a critical part of my life? What would I do with that little more time? And that's really what donation is. It's the gift of just a little while longer.
Sometimes the donors don't meet the recipient's families.
Many times, and actually I'd say probably more often than not, recipients and donor families will not meet. So it really is a precious gift that's given. It's given in the hope that it's going to save someone else's lives, and families then find comfort in knowing they've done that. Many of our Hawaii families will get a letter, or they'll be able to communicate in writing anonymously, and then very rarely, but really wonderful times, we're able to bring together recipient and donor family so that they can have an opportunity to learn about each other. It's so important for the community to know. Donation not only impacts the recipient, but it is in many ways, it's a gift to the family, because as Carol can express, I'm sure, in her own eloquent words, it's that hope for the future. It's knowing that the death was not in vain. It's knowing that a little part of your loved one is continuing to give hope and life to someone else. And for many grieving families, that's the lifeline that keeps them hanging on, something for them to hold on in some of their darkest days.
For some families, though, it's particularly traumatic, and they may not want to deal with that question. So really, you check that box on your driver's license, that it may make that transition easier.
It does. And our intent when we're working with families is always to talk to them in the timing that is right, to present information in a timing that is right. So whether the loved one made the decision on their own, or whether a family is in a position of making the decision on behalf of their loved ones, we want to do that in time that is sensitive and is done as compassionately as possible. And yes, for many families, knowing the wishes of their loved one is what has helped them, because, you know, if you don't know what someone wants, you may defer to know. You may think, well, I'd rather not make that decision on their behalf. And so that then means that someone else's life isn't saved. But of course, we understand and respect every family's wish. So when you make it ahead of time and your family knows that, that helps them also at that time.
And can you talk about the need in our community?
You know, there are several hundred people in Hawaii right now waiting for life-saving organ transplant. Primarily in Hawaii, we have patients on the waiting list for kidneys. Kidney disease is something that really severely affects people in Hawaii due to hypertension. Diabetes can also have impact on the kidneys. And so these are patients who would otherwise rely on regular dialysis. So a kidney transplant saves them from that and allows them to return to work and be able to provide for their family. Also, patients waiting for a liver transplant, sometime related to liver failure through cancer or hepatitis or other liver failure due to, you know, toxic exposure, that type of thing. And I think the Queen's Medical Center is bringing back their pancreas transplant program. So there's probably a few people in Hawaii also waiting for a pancreas, and that's patients who are diabetic who would no longer need insulin if they can receive a pancreas transplant.
Are there any myths out there that you'd like to dispel?
Oh, wow. That's such an awesome question. There are so many myths out there. But I think the primary thing that often families or people are afraid of, they think that if they make a decision to be a donor, that somehow the care that they receive in the hospital would be less than optimal so that they could become an organ donor. And I would want everybody to know that nothing is further from the truth. In most cases, the hospital, the doctors and the nurses that are caring for you in those critical moments have absolutely no knowledge of your wish to be a donor. That's what our team is able to research once we're called in. But we're only called in once all of the life-saving efforts have failed and now death is either imminent or death has occurred. And so that would be really critical for people to know that when you make a decision to be a donor, you're making a life-saving decision, but you're not making a decision that's going to change the absolutely wonderful care that you will receive when you're in need in any of our Hawaii hospitals.
And for someone, let's say, who is diabetic, is there any reason why any of their other organs or tissues might be rejected?
You know, we're always really careful in evaluating every donor. And so I would encourage anyone who wants to be a donor to designate themselves a donor. Check the box. And when your time comes, when you are no longer alive, we will determine if you have a gift that you can give. So it's really best for us as individuals not to eliminate ourselves, because we'd be surprised. In fact, you know, several years ago, we had a gentleman who was blind because he had been affected by diabetes, and yet he gave the gift of his cornea and gave the gift of sight. How extraordinary that
wow.
even you could give a gift that you yourself had already lost.
That's quite a story. So, yes. So people, there really is incredible hope.
Absolutely.
That comes with a transplant story.
Yes, it is.
Anything else?
I think just really hoping that people will think about this decision, really make a decision for yourself. Talk to your family about it. Talk about how you can make the difference in the life of someone else. Because when I think about it, you know, myself as a nurse and, you know, and even within my own family, it's like, if you could save someone else's life, wouldn't you do it? And that's what organ donation is. You give a gift of life to someone else.
And Carol Evans talked about the remembrance ceremony that's coming up this weekend. Share with our listeners what that's like.
We have an annual ceremony that we do every year to honor families from throughout the island. So families will come from every island and gather. We'll be out at Ko'olau Ballrooms on Saturday. We have a full day of healing and hope for donor families. We'll start in the morning with a indoor nature activity called Growing Forward, where we're going to talk about how to take care of yourself when you're grieving, and do that through nurturing a plant and also nurturing ourselves. Then there'll be an opportunity for families to pin a square on the Memorial Hawaii Donor Quilt. So families make a square in honor of their loved one. Often they'll use items of clothing or other things that were important in the life of their loved one. They'll create this memorial square and have an opportunity to pin that. And then we'll follow that with a luncheon and a brief program where recipients and donor families will share their reflections. We have a special musical guest that's a surprise that we're really excited about. And then we'll close our time together with a monarch butterfly release. It's just extraordinary, a precious time for families to release a butterfly in honor of their loved one and just be surrounded by the beauty of nature.
So it's a really touching ceremony.
It really is.
Lots of healing.
Yes.
That was Felicia Wells-Williams, Director of Family Services for Legacy of Life. For links to learn more about the Organ Donor Program, you can check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation. And now we're going back to Pledge Table for an update.